HIV in South Sudan, we, as everyone knows, that we were in a war. In spite of that, war was a bad thing, but it protects South Sudan from HIV because the border were closed. No one is coming in from outside the neighbors, even within. So HIV was really minimum, and it is, as we say, it is 3.0 in South Sudan. But now, you know, after the independence, or before, even after the peace agreement, everyone is coming to South Sudan. IDPs are coming from Sudan. We have refugees coming back to Sudan. So the prevalence is, we are expecting to be very high.
Now, I assume that because HIV and AIDS have not been a huge problem in South Sudan, there's also not a whole lot of treatment infrastructure, not a lot of clinics, not a lot of access to drugs. What's happening now with getting the help that people who, you know, might have the disease or might be in danger of contracting the disease, what are we doing to help them now?
Yeah, you know, South Sudan has a lot of problems. We are just emerging from war, and infrastructures are zero in South Sudan. It's including health, which is very important, the health and education, both of them. So even treatment, we were depending on Global Fund and MTDF, Multi-Donor Trust Fund. And it's, they are facing, they finished. Now we have, yes, the Minister of Health and Commission, they work hard. They are going to have some medication for 6 months. And still, we are procuring them now. We have problems testing kits, too, because this money we have, it was $1 million U.S., and it's not enough. It's not enough for the patients. It's not enough for new testing. It's not enough for scaling up. And this is the time we should scale up.
And the budget is so tight right now among the South Sudanese government. Where does HIV and AIDS treatment and prevention even rank on the priority list?
You know, the government is making HIV a priority because we say this is our second war. After the independence, this is the second war for South Sudan. Yes, we have budgeted for the treatment, which will not be enough. We will continue with people we are treating, but not the new patients.